70 years ago, one man was tasked with drawing a line which would divide a country. This man was British lawyer Cyril Radcliffe. He was given just 5 weeks to carve apart British India, a country which was home to almost 400 million people. After the Second World War, Britain hurriedly decided to grant self-rule to India. It also accepted the demand for a separate nation for the region's Muslims. In August 1947, Hindu-majority India and Muslim-majority Pakistan came into being. On either flank of British India were two huge provinces with roughly equal numbers of Muslims and non-Muslims. Bengal in the east, Punjab in the west. Radcliffe's job was to draw a partition line through these two provinces. This was a complicated undertaking, and the fate of some states remained unclear. He had to rely on deadlocked advisors, out-of-date maps, and inaccurate census figures. No neat lines could be drawn to divide communities which had lived side by side for centuries. Tensions were running high, and Radcliffe knew how much was at stake. His decision was made public just a few days after independence. Millions celebrated their freedom, not knowing which new nation they were part of. Many got an unwelcome surprise. 12 million people crossed Radcliffe's lines to find a new home. Between 500,000 and 1 million were killed in ensuing religious violence. This was an immense tragedy, which still poisons relations between India and Pakistan. Radcliffe burnt all his notes before leaving India.